there's quite a bit happening in Washington, D.C. this morning, including a high-level visit from the Saudi Crown Prince.
Sally, this is a really big step for Mohammed bin Salman's international rehabilitation after US intelligence found him responsible for ordering the murder of Washington Post journalist and US resident Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi embassy in Istanbul back in 2018. That's something that he has long denied. Last night, Jason Rezaian, a former Washington Post colleague of Khashoggi, gave the Radio National Hour his take on the visit, given bin Salman's links to the death.
I think it is a disgrace for the longtime leading democracy of the world to welcome with open arms the leader of a country who our own intelligence community concluded with very high certainty was responsible for the murder of a colleague of mine at the Washington Post. It's quite reprehensible and a mistake.
So with that in mind, take a listen to how the President, Donald Trump, this morning responded to questions about the Prince's visit while sitting next to him in the Oval Office.
Your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office.
Who are you with? Who are you?
Why should Americans trust you?
Who are you with?
And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. But I'll answer your question.
Thank you.
He's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it. And we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
So, Sally, the president there, Donald Trump, president of the United States, again, contradicting U.S. intelligence, saying the Saudi Crown Prince knew nothing about Jamal Khashoggi's murder and saying that Jamal Khashoggi himself was a controversial figure. So extraordinary comments out of the Oval Office this morning.
So what's the purpose of the Saudi Crown Prince's visit to Washington?
There are a lot of things up for discussion here. There are commercial deals on AI infrastructure, minerals and magnet deals, geopolitics, including Gaza and potentially Sudan. Saudi Arabia would very much like Donald Trump's support on that issue. But those commercial deals are part of this gift, a pledge from Saudi Arabia to invest almost $600 billion US dollars in the US, which almost doubled during this Oval Office meeting.
Today and tomorrow, we're going to announce that we are going to increase that $600 billion to almost $1 trillion.
So you are doing that now. You're saying to me now that the $600 billion will be $1 trillion.
Definitely.
I like that very much.
So what is Saudi Arabia getting in return? Well, one big ticket item is the prized $100 million American F-35 jet. Israel has long been the only power in the region with that aircraft, and officials there have been pretty worried they'll lose their air dominance if it's sold to Saudi Arabia. The president today confirmed that the planes being sold to the Saudis would basically be the same. He said that both countries are worthy allies of the US. So that and those comments could ruffle feathers in Israel. And Sally, as we've been talking about this morning, comes at a time when Washington's Gaza peace plan at the UN Security Council is also testing the relationship with Israel.
And Luke, just finally, there are also concerns around the Trump family's ties to Saudi Arabia and the businesses they may be connected with.
So the family reportedly has real estate businesses there. There's a Trump Tower reportedly planned for the coastal city of Jeddah. The country's sovereign wealth fund has contributed billions to an investment fund run by Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Those were all concerns raised by journalist Jason Rezaian with Fran Kelly last night.
I do hear innuendo around the massive wealth that the Saudi royal family has invested in businesses related to Donald Trump and his family members.
And again, the president this morning faced questions about those claims.
I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy, what my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot.
So an indication potentially of more business from the Trump family with Saudi Arabia. Sally, things very chummy between bin Salman and Donald Trump. And the next thing the president wants is for the kingdom to join the Abraham Accords, the ties between, Middle Eastern and Muslim nations with Israel. But that could be a stickier issue. Saudi Arabia keen to see a path for Palestine and Israel towards a two-state solution. That an issue that will have to be nutted out in future negotiations.